Massachusetts has taken the leadership role in a regional effort to curb climate-changing emissions from vehicles. A draft plan to reduce carbon from fossil fuels in cars and trucks was released yesterday. It would affect drivers in 12 New England and Mid-Atlantic states, plus Washington, D.C. It's called the Transportation Climate Initiative, or TCI. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has been following the initiative and joins us this morning to discuss the details. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob.
So it's taken a year to come up with this TCI draft. How's it work?
Well, first and foremost, as you mentioned, TCI is a regional initiative. Climate emissions from vehicles don't enter the state borders. So the thinking is states have to collaborate to solve transportation issues. Here's Massachusetts Secretary of Energy and Environment, Kathleen Theoharides. She led the process that resulted in this draft TCI proposal.
Today marks a really important milestone in the development of a program that would ensure emission reductions while creating healthier and more livable communities and offering cleaner, more affordable transportation and mobility options.
So, Bruce, I heard there are promises of reduced climate emissions, cleaner air, cheaper mass transit. Does TCI or how will TCI actually accomplish all those goals?
It's a tall order. It's a bit complex, but basically the initiative boils down to this, Bob. It comes down to changing a person's behavior by providing transportation options that are more reliable, affordable, and cleaner than driving a car that runs on fossil fuels.
All right, so I'm the guinea pig here for a minute, Bruce. How will TCI change my behavior?
Well, I know you have a car, Bob, because you drive to work in the middle of the night, right?
A Toyota Corolla, a little Toyota Corolla.
Okay, well, even with its good gas mileage, electric cars get a lot better mileage. And the idea is every time you burn gas in your little Toyota, you're sending climate-changing emissions into the air. In fact, 40% of the region's global warming emissions come from transportation. So TCI hopes to reduce that by up to a quarter over the next 10 years using a mechanism called cap and invest. Bob, you buy your gas at a gas station, right?
Of course.
Well, stations buy their gas and diesel from distributors, and there are just a few wholesale distributors in each state. TCI would put a cap on the amount of carbon in each ton of fossil fuel that the distributor sells and reduce that cap, that amount, over time.
So the carbon becomes more expensive and gas stations pay more for the gas they sell?
Exactly.
And I and every other driver who fills up at a gas station pays a little more every time we fill up.
Well, maybe this is a free market system. So distributors and gas stations could just absorb the cost to be more competitive, or they could pass it on to drivers. The TCI folks estimate it might increase the price of gas anywhere from 5 to 17 cents a gallon and reduce carbon emissions.
All right. So a quick calculation here. Let's say I pay the 17 cents more a gallon. My typical fill up is about 11 gallons. So I'll pay just a little under $2 more to fill up under TCI.
Yeah, and you multiply that by the more than 50 million cars in the region, and it's estimated TCI could raise anywhere from $3 to $10 billion a year by its 10th year. Each state collects the money from the distributors and decides how to use it, but it can only go to clean transportation projects. And because TCI is regional, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says, it's going to be fair.
Everybody's in. Everybody plays. It's done at the distributor level. It doesn't create a financial disadvantage for anybody, a small business in Massachusetts that's somewhere along the border relative to a small business somewhere else.
Bruce, what's to prevent me from going to a state not in the TCI program?
Nothing. You could. But proponents say the price of gas goes up and down so much anyway that it wouldn't be worth it. In fact, I checked over the last decade. The price of gas nationally has gone up from a low of $2.16 to a high of $3.62.
So is the entire region on board then?
Oh, no. Just minutes after the announcement yesterday, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu said that the Granite State wouldn't join the pact, calling it, quote, a financial boondoggle that would achieve only minimal results.
What's the reaction from environmental groups?
Enthusiastic. Environmental and business groups say TCI would dramatically improve health in minority communities, which suffer disproportionately from fossil fuel pollution. Here's Ken Kimmel. He's the head of the Union of Concerned Scientists. He summed it up in just five words.
This is a big deal.
Okay, Bruce. So what happens next with TCI?
The public has till the end of February to register comments. TCI negotiators will go back and incorporate those comments into a final proposal and hope to have something for states to consider by the spring. And for those states that opt in, the initiative would go into effect in 2022.
Well, Bruce, I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot more about this and from you about the Transportation Climate Initiative as time goes on. WBUR Senior Environmental Reporter Bruce Gellerman. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thank you, Bob.